Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Mizborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Re'ei, the chiddush that the Torah tells us, that while they were in the Midbar, the only way to eat meat was to bring it as a korban. But once they come to Eretz Yisrael, they can eat meat wherever they want, even not as a korban. Perek Yud Beis Posuk Chof. כי ירחיב אדוינו אלוהיך אס גבולך כאשר דיבר לך ואמרתו איכלו בשור כי שאווה נפשך לכל בשור בכל אבס נפשך תאכל בשור. When Hashem will expand your borders as he has told you, and you tell yourself, I would like to eat meat as you please. Says Rashi, כי ירחיב. The posh of Shana כי ירחיב means to expand, but Rashi is making a drosha on the word כי ירחיב. Limdo toiro derech eretz. The proper conduct is shelo yisave odom elecho il bosor elam toich rachavas yodayim ve'oishel. A person should not be desiring to eat meat unless he is wealthy. B'chol avas nafshecho avol ba midbo nesar lohem besar chulin. Elohim kein makdisho makrivo shlomim. In the desert, for the 39 years that the Mishkan stood, they were not allowed to eat meat that was chulin. The only way to eat meat is to bring it as a korban. Posukhof Alev Kirchak Mimecho Hamokoim Ashoyivcha Radoino Yeloyhe Holosum Shmoishom Vizovachto Mibikocho Umitsoinecho Ashono San Adoino Lecho Kasho Tivisicho Vokalto Bish Orecho Bechoil Avas Navshecho.
While you were in the desert, the Mishkan was close by. You wanted meat, you brought a korban, it was right there. But in Eretz Yisrael, the place that Hashem will choose to put his name there, the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, may be too far from you. And therefore you could shecht from your cattle, from your sheep, wherever you want. But you must shecht it as I have commanded you. Hilchos Shechita, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And you could eat it in any one of your cities as you please. Says Rashi, Ki yirchak mimcho amokim, v'lo yituch halovoy laso yishlomim b'chol yoyim k'moy achshom. In the desert, the Mishkan is among you. But in Eretz Yisrael, it may be far from you. But the halachos of eating meat of kodshim and eating meat of chulin are very different. By kodshim, you must be tohor and the meat must be tohor. But by chulin, you can eat it just like you eat the meat of a deer and a gazelle. Those wild animals, non-domesticated animals, will never be a korban. And therefore, those can be eaten, whether you're tomei, whether it's tomei, so too this besal chulin could be eaten, atomei v'ator, yachdov yuchalenu, they could eat it together. And even though they're eating it together, and the person who's tomei is metame the meat, the tohor is allowed to continue eating. Says Rashi, ach, kasho ya'ochel et ha'tzvi, ein chomuz al'ochel betaharo. You don't have to eat besar chulin betaharo. Ay, if we're comparing it to tzvi and ayol, ich im ha'tzvi v'ayol chelbon mutor, af chulin chelbon mutor. We know that there are certain fats that are forbidden to eat in a cow, sheep, or goat. You may think, since we're comparing it to a tzvi and ayol, and a tzvi and ayol, we know that the chelev is mutter, chelev chaya is mutter. So maybe who had in the chelev of chulin should be mutter, and the only time the Torah asked the chelev is chelev of korbonois. That's what I would have said. Talmud Omer ach, and the word ach is coming to exclude, even though I compared it to a tzvi and ayol, I don't mean all the way regarding all dinim. Regarding chelev, its chelev is going to be osur. Posuk Chof Gimel Rak Chazak Levilti Achoy Ladom Ki Adom Wa Nofesh Velo Yisichal HaNefesh Im HaBosor. Says the Torah, be extremely careful not to eat the blood, because the blood of the animal is its soul, and do not eat its soul together with the meat. Says Rashi, Rak Chazak Levilti Achoy Ladom. Mima Shenema Chazak. The word Chazak means be extremely careful. Why do I have to be extremely careful from eating the blood? Says Rashi, you know why? From this word, chazak atolomeid, shayushtufin bedam le'ochloi. It seems that people would go crazy over eating blood. They would love to eat blood. Lefichach utzach loimer chazak. The Torah has to give you an extra warning. Be very careful not to do what people really like to do, namely eat blood. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai yoimel. No. On the contrary, says Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, normal people don't like eating blood. It's actually disgusting. So why does the Torah have to say rak chazak? Be very careful. How much a person has to be careful to keep the mitzvahs. What do we learn from here? If blood, which is easy to be careful from, because you naturally don't want to eat it. Nevertheless, the Torah has to tell you to be very careful. And why is that? Because the second the Torah says something is usur, right away pops up the Yetzer Hara and it convinces you to eat it. So if that's the case by dam, even though you're not naturally inclined to want to eat it, kal vachomer l'shar mitzvos, kal vachomer to other mitzvos and isurim, where you're naturally drawn to them, surely you need to be extra careful not to be nichshal. Amachloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, why the Torah uses the word be extra careful over here by dam, either because person is naturally inclined to like blood, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or enochanami, it's negat to all mitzvahs. We make kavochoymer. If over here the Torah says be chazak, surely by all mitzvahs. V'lo yisrich ala nefesh im haboso seems to be a repetition. You already told me. Rak chazak levilti achoil adam. So what's this? V'lo yisrich ala nefesh im haboso to tell me azor ala eva menachai. Don't eat a limb of an animal that fell off it while it was alive. Fell off or you ripped it off. It's soul. Which dam is considered the soul of the animal? The dam that when it shoots out, that's when the animal dies. And that's the part of the shechita where the dam is shooting out. But after it finishes shooting, then comes what we call dam atamtzis. When it trickles out, the animal is dead already. But then it's just squeezing out the leftover blood. That is also osur, even though that's no longer dama nefesh. That's the ribuy of posuk chav dalid, as Rashi tells us, as horo le dama tamtzis. Posuk chav hei lo yitoichelenu lemani tav lecho lovonecho acharecho kisase ayoshor veinei adonoi. And once again, the Torah gives us a third iser for dam. Lo yitoichelenu. Why do we need a third iser? Says Rashi, azor ledam oivorim, a third type of dam, the dam that's absorbed in the limbs of the animal. Now it should be pointed out, the dam oivorim as is, namely, if you take a piece of meat, raw piece of meat, and you wash it off, and you don't see any blood, you're allowed to eat it. Dam oivorim is mutter. What dam oivorim is the Torah referring to over here is dam shepiresh mimokim lemokim, if it goes from one place to another. And how does dam go from one place to another? By cooking it. When you cook a piece of meat, the dam in the evorim moves from place to place. And this is why we have to do melicha, we have to salt the meat before we eat it, in order to get rid of the dam evorim, not to be over on this iser. Leman yitav lor, don't eat blood in order that it should be good for you and your children after you, when you do what's proper in the eyes of Hashem. Says Rashi, Leman yitav lo. You can learn from this pasuk how great the schar of mitzvahs are. If by blood, where a person naturally is disgusted from it, Rashi is going with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, we saw above. And nevertheless, you get schar for you and your children. A person has a natural pull to it, and if he holds himself back, surely he'll get schar for him and his children. Even though I'm allowing you to eat basal taiva, you could shecht animals outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan to eat meat. That's only chulin. If it's kodshim, that you must bring to the place that Hashem will choose, the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, rak kodoshecho. Afal pi sheata mutol lishchoit chulin, lo itad elecho lishchoit, el esa kodshim ul ochlo mishorecho bule akovo, that you cannot do. Elo haviyam le Beis HaBchiro. You gotta bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Posukhov zayin vosin soy loisecho abosol ve adom al mizbach adoy noyolu hecho.
ודם זבוכך, יישופך על מזבח אדוני אלוהיך, והבשר תאכל.
And when you bring those korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, so if it's a korban oila, then you put the bosor, the meat, and the dam, the blood, on the mizbeach. The meat is burnt on the fire on top of the mizbeach, and the dam is sprinkled on the walls of the mizbeach. But if you bring a korban shlomim, there only the dam goes on the walls of the mizbeach, but the meat is eaten.
Says Rashi v'osis oiloisecho, im oiloisheim tena bosor ve'adam al gabe ha-mizbeach. Namely, the bosor is on top, burning, and the dam is on the wall. Vim zivchei shlomim heim, dam zvochecho yishofech ala mizbeach tchilo. Ve'achakach, after you did zrikas adam, then la bosor toichel.
Now Rashi is going back to the previous pasuk, pasuk chovov.
Voidoshu rabbeinu rak kodoshecho shebo lelamed ala kodshim shebechutz laoretz.
Even if a person was makdish a korban al chutz laoretz, he must bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban.
And ulelamed ala tmurois v'al vlodois kodshim sheikorvu.
Also coming to teach tmura and a vlad kodshim that you have to bring it as a korban.
And what is tmura?
Tmura means if a person has a korban and for whatever reason he decides to take the kedusha off this animal and transfer it onto another animal. So not only was he not successful and the original animal stays kodosh and must be brought as a korban, the tmura, what he tried to switch it into, but also becomes kodosh, and the tmura also has to be brought as a korban. And the vlodos, if you have a female korban and it gave birth to a child, the vlad is also kodshim.
Posuk chofche shemoyer v'shomato eiz kol ha-devorim o'eile asher onechim etzaveko lema'an yitav lecho ulvonecho acharecho ad oilom ki sase atoi v'yoshor v'enei adoino yeloihecho.
Learn in a way that you'll be able to remember what you learn in order that you should be able to keep the mitzvahs that I am commanding you, in order to do them properly, and you'll have schar, you'll have a good for you and your children after you forever. When you do what's good in the eyes of Hashem, and what's straight in the eyes of people, and then you'll be matzliach.
Says Rashi, Shmuel Zumishno, Shata tzorich l'shomro bevitnecho shelo tishokach.
You gotta keep it in your stomach. You gotta chazer.
Kenyan shenemar, kinoim kisish merim bevitnecho.
It's only pleasant when you remember what you learned.
V'im shoniso, if you chazer, efshor shetishma v'tekayim,
then you have a good chance of knowing what to do and be mekayim the mitzvahs.
Kol she'inu bechlal mishna, inu bechlal maisa.
If you don't know how to keep it, then it's hard for you to keep it. You won't be able to keep it.
Et kol advorim shetei chavivo, olecho, mitzvah kalo k'mitzvah chamura.
Kol advorim, everything. Don't pick the mitzvahs that you think are more severe and leave the mitzvahs that you think are more kal. Kol advorim have to be choviv to you.
Hatoiv b'enei ha-shomayim, b'ayosho b'enei odom.
Even though the posik ends off b'enei ha-shem alikecho, Rashi learned that it's going back on hatoiv and ayosho's b'enei odom. Adkan, the fourth topic, the topic of b'sal taivo. On to the fifth topic. Rashi seems to learn that it's twofold, two sides of the same coin. Number one, do not be oved avodah zarah in any which way. And number two, do not be oved Hashem in the way that the oved avodah zarah do their worship. Pasuk Chof Tes.
Ki yachris adoino yaluyhecho es hagoyim asher atov oshom olores es isom miponecho v'yorashto isom v'yoshavto be'artzom.
When Hashem will cut off and destroy the goyim from in front of you, the goyim that you are going to inherit their land, you will inherit them and settle in their land. When that happens,
he shomer lecho pentinokish achareihem acharei shamedom miponecho ufentidroish leloyehem leimor echo yavdu hagoyim hoeles eloyehem ve'esekein gam oni.
Be careful not to go pounding after them. You see what happened to them? Those goyim were oved avodah zarah, and they were destroyed from before you. Don't follow their footsteps, unless you seek out their gods. And you will ask, how do these goyim worship their gods? I also want to do that. Says the posuk, don't do that.
Says Rashi, pentinokesh unkulus tirgem loshen moikesh.
Targum puts this word together with a word we have in Parshas Ekev, Perek Ches Posuk Hofei, Pen Tivokesh Boy. And Targum translates it as a takolo, a stumbling thing. You will stumble over them. Lest, be careful not to stumble over their avodah zarah. Says Rashi, Vani oimer shelichosh ledaktek baloshon. I say, says Rashi, Targum didn't mean to translate the word literally. Meaning this word tinokesh and the word tivokesh are not the same. Shelimotzinu nun baloshon yoikesh, vafilu liyesoida noifel mimenu. We never find a nun in this word of yoikesh, which means a stumbling. We never find a nun, even though sometimes we do find a word that part of the key, the root letters, sometimes fall off, but we never find that over here. Rather, says Rashi, what does this word mean literally? Tinokesh means alvol b'loshen tiruf v'kishkush matzino nun. In the loshen of pounding, we do find a nun. The Pasuk tells us in Seva Daniel, V'arkuvosei doledon akshon, referring to Belshazzar. Melech Bovel, when he saw the handwriting on the wall, he was so scared of what he saw that his knees were pounding and knocking against each other. That word nakshon. Says Rashi, that's this word over here. V'avzani yoimer pentinokish achareyem means pentitoref achareyem liyos koruch achare maaseyem. You may go pounding after them. V'chein, another example, a Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Yenakesh Noishe L'chol HaShaloi. Over there, Dovid HaMelech is Mekalel Eso Rosho, he's cursing a Rosho, Liyoiso Olav Noishim Rabi, that the Rosho should have many creditors. V'yum Mechazrin U'misnak Shinach HaMamoine. They should be chasing him and pounding after him to get his money. So you see once again that the word Yenakesh with a Nun is referring to pounding after. Acharei Hishomdom Miponecho, once you've seen that I destroyed this goyim from before you, yesh lecha los a slave. Think about it. Mipnei ma nishmedu elu? Why were they destroyed? Mipnei ma'aseh mikul kolim shebiyadeihem? Because they're evil deeds. They're avodah zarah. Af ata lo yisaseh kach shelo yavoyu acharim v'yashmiducha. You also don't follow their footsteps. You don't want other people to come destroy you for the very same reason. Eicho yavdu. Rashi's bothered by it. We were told about Avodah Zarah in the past. What's the chiddush over here? Lefi sheloi onash al avodas kichov v'mazolos elo al zibuach v'kitu v'nisuach v'ishtach avoyo. The only thing we were warned about and punished for Avodah Zarah is these four avodos. Zibuach, to shecht for Avodah Zarah, kitu, to burn on a mizbeach, v'nisuch, to pour wine, v'ishtach avoyo, to bow down to Avodah Zarah. K'mo shekosuv, as we learned in Parshas Mishpatim, bilti l'shem levadoi. Namely, dvorim anasim logovoya, whatever you do to Hashem, zibuach, kitu, nisuch, and ishtach avoyo, don't do to Avodah Zarah. What about other avoidos for Avodah Zarah? Bovelim et chokan, shim darko shel avodas kechovim loovdo, bedovor acher. If this specific Avodah Zarah, the derech is to be oid of it in another way, not zibuach, kitu, and nisuch, and ishtach avoyo, kigoin, poyer lepo'oir, somebody who relieves himself for the avodah zarah po'oil, that's its avodah. V'zirik even malkulis, to throw a rock, a stone, at this avodah zarah called malkulis, zuhi avodosai v'chayov. Avol zibuach v'kito v'nisur v'yishtach avoyah, those four avodahs that we knew about, afilu sheloi kedarko chayov. Those four avodahs, you're chayov no matter what. Even if that's not the normal way to be over this avodah zarah. For instance, by po'oir and malkulis, they have their ways. But zibuach, kitu, and nisuch ishtach avoyo, that's universal. No matter what avodah zarah you do that to, you're going to be chayiv. Our posuk is mechadesh. If avodah zarah has a specific way to be oved it, you'll be chayiv in that specific way. Ad kan, the first topic of this topic, namely, don't be oved avodah zarah in any way. And now the flip side, posuk lamed aleph, don't be oved Hashem in the way that goyim are oved the avodah zarah. Don't serve Hashem in the way goyim serve the avodah zarah. Because you know what they do? They do disgusting things. Things that Hashem hates. They even take their sons and daughters and burn them in the fire to their gods. Don't do that. Says Rashi, ki gam es b'neihem. What's gam? Gam le rabbi says, they burn their parents also.
Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani roisi goy echot shekfosoi le'ovi lifnei kalboi ve'acholoi. I saw a guy. He took his father, locked, tied him up, and gave him in front of his dog. And the dog ate him. That's what the word gam is coming to be, marbe. We're in the middle of a topic. X out this yud gimel. Eis kol adavor asher onoichi mitzave eschem oisois ishmeru la'asois loisoi seif alov aveloisi gra mimenu. Everything I am commanding you to do, make sure to keep it and guard it. Be careful to do it exactly as I said. Don't add and don't subtract. It's a general iser, not to add to mitzvahs, not to take away from them. But in this context, it's a direct flow from Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Don't add to the avodas Hashem that I told you to do. Says Rashi, "Is kol adovo kalo kechamura." Similar to what Rashi darshened above in Pasuk Chof Ches, "Is kol advorim oele shatei chaviv olecho mitzvah kalo kechamura." Everything, treat all mitzvahs equally. Tishmeru lasois, litein loisasei alasei hoamurim beparsho. The word tishmeru, Chazal darshan, it's referring to a loisasei. Shekol yishomer loshen loisaseyu. Eloshein loikim al yishomer shalasei. You don't get malchus for the word hishomer when it's going on an asei, because that's a lav shein bemaise. You only get malchus on a lav with a maise. But if it's going on an asei, you don't get malchus, but nevertheless, it is considered a loisasei. Loisoisif olov, chamisha tiktofah shebetfilin, to add 5 parshiyos in the tefillin instead of 4. Chamisha minim melulav, instead of dalad minim, you do 5 minim. Arba brochoi shebeberkas kohanim, to add another brocho, in addition to the 3 brochois. The Ramban argues on Rashi, as far as what the topic of the parsha is. The Ramban said the whole topic is talking about only what it said in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And when it says in Pasuk Lamed, Eicho yavdu agoyim hoile eseloyeheyem ve'ese ken gam oni, it's not referring to be oved avodah zorim, rather it's referring to be oved Hashem with their avodos. Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, no, lois ase ken l'shem elokecho, don't do that. And on the Isra of lois soisif, and lois soisif olov, which we had above in Parshas Vayeschanan, over there the Ramban adds, not only when you add to a detail of a mitzvah, namely chamisha toitovah shebetfilin, like Rashi says, but also if you invent a brand new mitzvah that is also under the isra of lois soisif olov. Adkan, topic number 5, which according to Rashi talks about not being oved avodah zorah in any way, and not to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that the oved avodah zorah worship their gods. On to topic number 6, a novi sheker who tells you to be oved avodah zorah. Posuk beis ki yokum bekir becho novi oy chilem chaloyim venosa anelech ois oy my face. If a novi, a prophet, gets up among you, or somebody that had a vision or a dream of some sort, in order to prove that he is authentic, he gives you a sign or a miracle. Rashi will tell us ois is referring to something in the sky, moife is referring to something in the earth. Uvo ois vehamoife is asher diber eilecho leimoyr, neilecho achari Elohim achirim asher lo yedatom veno'ovdeim. And after the sign is verified, it really happened. He predicted something in the future. And now he uses this sign of authenticity to tell you, let's follow a certain avodah zorah and let us worship it. Obviously, the Novi is not saying Elohim Acherim, Asher lo yedatom. He wants to say that this avodah zorah means something. So he calls it whatever he calls it. But the Torah tells you, he's telling you to go after Elohim Acherim, Asher lo yedatom, that you never heard of. Pozuk daled Elohim Sishma El divrei Novi Hahu. Says the Torah, do not listen to the words of that Novi or to the person who claims he had that dream or vision. He proved himself. He gave an ois and a moifes, and Hashem made it happen. Why would Hashem do such a thing if he's going against Hashem? Says the Torah, Hashem is testing you to check if you really love Hashem with all your heart and with all of your soul, and you will not give in to this temptation to listening to this Novi to be oved avodah zorah. It's a test. Says Rashi posuk beis v'nosani lecha ois. Ois says Rashi is bashamayim. Kinyan shenema begidoin v'osis eli ois. Gidoin, one of the shoiftim, asked Hashem for an ois, a sign that he'll be matzliach in the war against Midian. And what was the sign? V'oimel yino choyre v'lagizu levado. That the dew should come down, but it should only come down on this shearing of wool, and all around should be dry. So you see, he's referring to something in the sky, the dew that comes from the sky. Oimayfes is referring to something ba'oritz. Rashi continues. Rashi is now explaining posuk dalit. Afal pichein loisi shmaloi. Do not listen to him. Ay v'im toimal mipneima noisim ha'kodesh baruch hu memsholol asis ois. Hakodesh baruch hu is playing along with him. He predicted the future, and who made it happen? Hakodesh baruch hu. The teretz is kiminas Hashem alekeichem eschem, as we saw in posuk dalit. Posuk hey acharei adoino yeloi heichem teleichu voisoi siro'u ves mitzvoisov dishmoiro uvekoi lois ishmo'u voisoi ha'avoidu uvois idbakun. You should walk after Hashem. You should fear him and be in awe of him. Keep his mitzvahs, everything it says in the Torah. Uvekoi lois ishmo'u, everything the Nevi'im tell you, you have to listen to. Voisoi ha'avoidu, all avoido has to be done to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh. Uvois idbokun, follow Hashem's ways, as Rashi will tell us. Be gomel chasodim, bekeva meisim. His Rashi is mitzvahs of tishmo'u, teras Moshe. Uvekoi lois ishmo'u, bekeva Nevi'im. Voisoi ha'avoidu, bemikdoshoi. Uvois idbokun, idovak bedrochov, clings to Hashem ways. Mido is toy voice. Gmuel chasodim. Kvir meisim. Bake choylim. Kmu isha osa kudosh bonchu. Pozug vo vehanovi hahu. Oy choylei machaloyim hahu. Yumos. Ki diber soro. Al adoino yeloi heichem. Hamoitzi eschem. Meyeret mitzrayim. Vehapoidecho mi beis avodim. L'adichacho min ha-derech asher tzivecho adoino yaloi hecho lo leches bo uvi'ar tohoro mikirbecho. And that Novi, or the person who had this dream or vision, he told you to be Eved Avodah Zarah, he's chayev misa. Beis Din should kill him. Because he said something that is removed from the truth regarding what Hashem, who took you out of Mitzrayim and who redeemed you from a house of slavery, that he said Hashem told him, but it's not true. What he's saying is removed, sorrow, removed from the truth. And what was his point? To throw you off the way that Hashem has commanded you to walk in. And therefore, we are to mikovecho, get rid of the evildoers from among you. Rashi saw dover a musa min oilam, something removed from this world. Shaloi hoy avaloi nivro avaloi tzivisiv ledaba came. It never happened. I would never tell a novi to tell people to be over the zover. The apoyducho mi beis avodim seems to be extra. Why is that different than a muitzi eschem eret mitzrayim? Says Rashi, what is coming to tell you is afilo ein lo yolecho elov shepedoacho dayoi. Even if that's all he did for you, is that he was poyducho you mi beis avodim, that's enough for you to be chayev to listen to what he says. Kol shekein and kol shekein, everything else he did for us and does for us. Adkan, topic number 6 of Parshas Re'eh, and Novi Shekel.